This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic, good morning to you.
Good morning, Chet. Good to chat to you.
It's a good morning from our side. What time is it your side?
It is, the time right now, it is 10 minutes to 4 on Tuesday afternoon. So we're 9 hours ahead of you.
Vic, today we're chatting about a couple of things, and one of the more important is that Sydney's planning a new community centre for the Jewish community. Tell us a little bit about that.
So this is a major project. As many listeners will know, in the United States and in South America in particular, many of the hubs of the communities are known as JCCs, as in Jewish Community Centres. And this is the plan now for the Sydney community. And 70, as in 70, $70 million Australian has been raised, that's including $15 million of government funding, to establish a brand new Jewish community center. A major new site has been acquired. It's called White City. And it's going to essentially comprise everything that moves and that typically goes into a thriving, bustling community center, as in function rooms, swimming pools, Pilates, gym, squash court, soccer field, everything that goes into a community center. And of course, you know, space for lectures, et cetera, et cetera. It's essentially coming on the back of what used to be a club called the Hakoa Club, Hakoa as in strength. And that club folded over a dozen years ago and has been in abeyance since then. And now with a very dynamic board at its helm, it has set about strategizing and fundraising, as I say, to the tune of $70 million, and with a scheduled opening in the second half of 2023. So it's been a major undertaking. Chairing the committee is a man named Stephen Lowy, whose family we have mentioned before on this program was the founder of the Westfield shopping centers, which exist around the world, as in the US, in Britain, here in Australia. And started by Frank Lowy, Stephen's father, and now the son, who's probably in his mid-50s, is chairing the board, which is going to establish the new community center. So it's a game changer in terms of the Jewish community of Sydney. And just this week, they announced that they have now signed up 2,800 members, so which gives, you know, a further hechsher to the establishment, the future establishment of the centre. So it's very exciting news and a very exciting development for the community here in Sydney.
That is absolutely incredible and such a feel-good story. Just out of interest, what are the estimates in terms of the number of Jews living in the Sydney, Greater Sydney area?
Approximately 50,000, that's in 50. The entire Jewish community of the country, of Australia, is approximately 120,000. Of whom 50,000 in Sydney, about 55 in Melbourne, and then the third largest community is in Perth, which is over in Western Australia, and which is closest to South Africa. So much so that when the Springboks play rugby in Perth, the joke is that it's a home game because there are so many former South Africans living in Perth. So in Sydney, approximately 50,000. Members of the community.
Absolutely wonderful to hear of such a thriving community. Another feel-good story that's coming out of Australia today is that a former South African rabbi has just had an incredible birthday.
Yeah, indeed. He just turned 103.
Wow.
So I'm talking about Rabbi Dr. Shalom Coleman, who was actually born in Liverpool, England, way back when in 1918. But spent a significant number of years as a rabbi in South Africa before moving to Sydney in the 1960s. And he served as a rabbi here, a member of the Beth Din here, etc. And for recent years, we've just been talking about Perth. He's been living in Perth for some time now, and just last week he turned 103. He read the Maftir, read the Haftarah at one of the main synagogues in Perth. And so, you know, may he live to 120 at least, but very obviously strong genes and continue to make a fabulous contribution.
What an amazing story. What an amazing man. What an amazing story coming from England to South Africa to Australia, spreading the word. And staying with the community all the way and still being active within the community.
Indeed, exactly. Rabbi Dr. Shalom Coleman.
The city swap names that have taken place, a little bit about that.
So obviously everyone, listeners are very familiar with Netanya in the north of Israel. So Netanya in a city here in Australia called Surfers Paradise, which is a holiday resort, have basically have had a sister-city relationship for some time. And in the last few days, further to that, Netanya has now named one of its suburbs after the Gold Coast, which is the area where Surfers Paradise is located. And in a return gesture, the Gold Coast has named one of its parks after Netanya. So while this may be not the most significant news in the whole wide world, it sends a very important message of basically continuing to recognize each other, support each other, and just, you know, great friendship taking place. So just a very nice feel-good story.
It really, really is. In fact, all three stories today were incredible stories, and it just shows how the communities are going from strength to strength and the relationships between the homeland and places like Australia are so strengthened. What I took away, however, was quite depressing is the fact that there's a place called Surfers Paradise. How incredible must it be to stay in a place called Surfers Paradise, especially now with so much lockdown taking place around the world. To be a resident in that town or that city, you're a very, very lucky person, whoever you are.
Indeed, I have to agree with that.
Vic, thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to chatting to you again. And as always, keep safe down there. I know that you guys aren't quite going through what the rest of the world is going, thanks to your very strict regulations. But stay safe, and where necessary, take the necessary precautions to keep this pandemic at bay.
Thanks, Chad, and I wish everyone else, too, to remain safe and healthy. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Vic.